USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are hoping to attach a coronavirus relief deal to an omnibus bill that would fund the government for another week. A bipartisan group is still finalizing their $908 billion stimulus proposal, dubbing themselves the 908 Coalition. Delaware Senator Chris Coons says something has to be done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess.
I think we have to work even harder and get to the table with some fresh thinking and some new ideas, because bluntly, I don't understand how any of us can go home for the holidays and look our constituents in the face or the mask, because so many are suffering.
President Trump says mass distribution of a coronavirus vaccine will start soon, thanks to Operation Warp Speed. The head of Operation Warp Speed also laying out distribution plans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Doctors testifying before a Senate committee regarding COVID-19 are stressing the need for early treatment of the virus.
As is the case with any infection, early intervention has been proven time over again that is of critical importance. The same is true for COVID-19.
Dr. Gene Jocks Ryder from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, also says early treatment is beneficial in a number of ways. Other witnesses testifying about various other treatments as well. The Army is firing or suspending 14 officers and enlisted soldiers at Fort Hood. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy announcing on Tuesday a slate of policy changes to address chronic leadership failures, which he said fostered a pattern of violence, including murder, sexual assaults.
I am gravely disappointed that leaders failed to effectively create a climate that treated all soldiers with dignity and respect.
At least 25 soldiers died this year at Fort Hood. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
If election challenges by the Trump campaign are allowed to continue, a senator says he'll help.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said Monday that should the Supreme Court decide to hear the Pennsylvania election irregularities in the 2020 election, he has offered to present the case for President Trump.
I'm hopeful the Supreme Court will step forward to its responsibility and resolve this case and resolve other cases as needed according to law and according to the Constitution to say this is a country where we respect the rule of law, where we follow the Constitution.
Senator Cruz on Fox is a lawyer. Cruz holds degrees in public policy and law from Princeton University and Harvard Law School. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As shopping continues during the pandemic, hospital executives are imploring people to shop online.
Make the switch to doing your retail shopping by home delivery or by curbside pickup. Every trip that you take outside of your bubble at home is a risk.
Medical Director Dr. Michael Hirsch with Boston Children's Hospital speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. If you are heading to the malls, many of them are operating at reduced capacity, and masks are mandatory as well. COVID is making Tuesday night football a regular thing. The Cowboys and Ravens are playing tonight in Baltimore, kickoff set for just after 6 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.